Amen.
Thank you,
amen. Father God, we thank you even now for this day. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to just come before you, Father God, in fellowship, Father God, just to lift up your holy name. Father God, we thank you for this time of prophecology, Father God. And we decree and declare, Father God, a divine hedge of protection over your people, Father God, as they travel to and fro. Prophecology, Father God, we want to lift up each and every one of the leaders, Father God, and the speakers. We want to thank you, Father God, for the strength, Father God, that you continue to release your people in this time and hour of need, Father God. We know that your word says, Father God, that by your word that we are healed from any disease. We thank you, Father God, for sending your word, and we thank you for the divine healing that you have over all of our physical bodies, Father God, and over our family's bodies, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for divine healing, even over our minds, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for allowing us the opportunity, Father God, to just come on this line and just give your name all the glory and to give you all the praise, Father God, and to just come to you, Father God, with thankfulness, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for blessing us in our comings and blessing us in our goings. I want to thank you for making us the head and not the tail. We decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are his right arm. We decree and declare divine and holy provision, Father God. We thank you for doing it even now. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi, let's open up the Q line and start speaking in our heavenly language.
Rabba, shit, the world, 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 the
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the gathering, Lord God. We thank you for the gathering of prophetic prayer warriors, Lord God, on this prayer line tonight, Lord God. But as we raise our voices, Lord God, may you hear our cry on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would give us, Lord God, the voice, Lord God, to give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord God. And we thank you even now in the season of what you're doing. Lord, we thank you for your blood that covers us each and every day. We thank you, Lord God, that you are bringing us into a place called there, Lord God, so we can hear a word from you, Lord God. So we ask and we lift up prayers for Prophecology, Lord God. And we pray for those who are traveling, Lord God, that you may grant them traveling mercies and your angels of protection may be on alert, Lord God. And as you bring us here, Lord God, but we pray and we ask in expectation for miracles and breakthroughs, Lord God, and blessings, Lord God. I pray that whatever answer and whatever question people may have, that their answers may be met right here, Lord God. Whatever their cry is, Lord God, that this prophetic meeting, Lord God, that it'll be touched, moved, and inspired. Healing will take place, Lord God. I pray for clarity of mind and vision and purpose for each and every one of us, Lord God. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Even the places and things that we do not discuss or talk about, Lord God, touch us. Dig deep inside of us, Lord God, and do a work in us, Lord God. We thank you for the blood that covers us each and every day, Lord God, and protects us, Lord God, protects our minds, our bodies, and our souls, Lord. We lift our leadership. We lift all those who will be meeting in this place, Lord God. I pray that you would use us like never before to have a prophetic experience like never before. We thank you, we honor you, and we praise you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Oh God and eternal Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Lord, and we just give you all the glory because this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, as we come to you tonight, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity and we thank you for the privilege. Father God, we thank you, God, that Father, you touch each and every one of us, dear God, that is on the line, that are not, and some of those who are not able, oh God, to be even on the line tonight. God, you know the reasons why. Father God, as we come, Lord, we present, oh God, Prophecology into your hands, dear God. Father, we thank you, God, for even this time, oh God, that each and every prophets and prophetess, oh God, can meet together, Lord God, with our spiritual leaders and other guests. Lord, we thank you, God, for this gathering, oh Lord. And we thank you, God, that, Father, you're going to work miracles and wonders, God. We thank you that you're there to empower us, oh God, and to encourage us, Lord. God, we thank you that your presence will be there, Lord. Father, we pray for those who will not be there, oh God. Father, let our hearts, dear God, Father, just be in your presence because we know, God, a blessing is always there for us, oh God, and we thank you. Father God, we pray for those who are traveling to and fro. Lord, we pray for guidance. We pray for protection. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray, oh God, for the sick and the afflicted. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that Father, you continue, Lord, to heal. Father, remember the poor, the fatherless and the motherless, the orphans. Father, remember those who are grieving. Father, we place them into your hands, oh God. Father, God, we just thank you, God, for who you are, mighty God. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that Father, we can come to you in this fashion to give you thanks, to give you praise, to call upon you, Lord. Father, you said we are to seek and we shall find, God. You said that we are to ask and it shall be given, and we just thank you, God, for this opportunity. So, Father, have your way now, Lord. Bless us, oh God, and continue, Lord God, to encourage us. Father God, we just thank you for the desires that we have in our hearts. Father God, help us, dear God, that Father, that God, in each and every desires that we have, that it will be met, because if we delight ourselves in you, God, then we know, God, that surely it will come. So, Father, we thank you that you are God, and you thank you, God, that you provide and you make provision for each and everything that we need and we ask for. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua. All right, Prophet Terry Stinson.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to come together, even at this significant time, Lord, as the prophets assemble for the Prophecology, Lord God. I just agree for safe travels for all the prophets as they travel to and from the Prophecology, Lord God, and let all things fall into place according to your will, Father God. I agree for signs and wonders, miracles, Lord God, and breakthroughs, and even impartation, Lord God, for those of us not attending this time, Father God. Have your way in your will, and let there be that blessing of anointing and impartation, even across the miles, Lord God, and let there be insight and wisdom flow forth. That each will be receptive and receive what you have for all the prophets there, Father God. And just touch the hearts of and prepare the hearts of each those attending and the speakers. And even with the worship, Lord God, prepare the hearts of the minstrels, Lord God, and the worship as this new aspect gets added to Prophecology, Lord, of adding the worship to the prophet. To the prophetic. Thank you for your continued direction, Lord, as you globalize the prophetic. Continue to give wisdom and insight to Master Prophet, Pastor Deborah, and the company of prophets, Lord God, as you continue to move us all forward in your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Next prophet, Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for all that you have done and doing in our life, O God. O God, we thank you, God, and we give you praise, O God. We praise you, God, O our soul. We praise you, O God. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, we thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our life, God. We thank you, God, for making us stronger and not to worry, oh God. And we thank you, God, for clarity to our situations, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for new doors and new ideas that you give us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the right connections, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for letting us be an overcomer of many challenges and stepping us through many challenges and breakthroughs, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for healing us, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our soul, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for partnership. We thank you, God, because truly you are our source and our supplies, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for your hedges protection over us, over our family, and over our loved ones, oh, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, that going to Prophet Kyle, as long and while it lasts, that the weather will not be inclement weather, that it will be great weather, not too hot, not too cold, just perfect, right, oh God. And we thank you, God, and continue to give the travelers, all the prophets and prophetess and leaders that's traveling, God. Thank you, God, for the traveling mercy. Thank you, God, for giving them traveling mercies, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters in your precious, mighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua, amen. If you do. Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, for another midnight cry. We thank you, Father God, for touching our leadership, Father God. We thank you for touching even our spiritual leadership, Father God. We thank you for keeping our parents and keeping even our elders, Father God, in the community, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing them. And Father God, we thank you for their contribution. We thank you, Father God, for adding unto them, Father God, the years of their youth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping our children and keeping their minds, Father God, and keeping even the company that they keep, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that even in this time of summer, Father God, that there's a divine hedge of protection, Father God, over their lives, Father God, that no hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, may befall them, Father God. I want to lift up even those that are sick and shut in, Father God, even now. I want to thank you, Father God, for the divine healing that you're going to release to them, Father God, into their bodies, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for even those that are in a time of bereavement, Father God. I ask that you release a peace even upon them, Father God, and release even joy, Father God, even upon their hearts and upon their life, Father God. I want to lift up the body of Christ, Father God, and even your fivefold ministry. I want to thank you, Father God, for granting each individual strength, Father God. I want to thank you for your prophets. Thank you for the company of prophets, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, and I want to just let you know that we love you. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer even now. We thank you for every life that's here on the line. We thank you for our family and our loved ones even now. Father God, we thank you for all of the people of God even gathering now for our prophecology even now, Father God. We have your way, Father God. Let your will be shown and moved even in this time of gathering, even in this time together, Father God. And let it outstretch even near and far, Father God, even now. Father, we thank you for divine peace. We thank you for healing. We thank you for joy, and we thank you for love even now, Father God. Father God, attract right relationships in our lives even now, right partnerships even now, Father God. Father God, right business opportunities, Father God. Father God, lead us and guide us, Father God, and continue your protection over us, Father God. Allow our ears to be open to hear your voice clearly and allow our eyes to be open as well even now, Father God. We thank you for all of these things and more. We thank you for life, and I love you, Lord. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this midnight prayer, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity to be together on the call once again, to be in harmony, to be in unison, to be in oneness, Father, as we create a synergy powerful enough to heal lives, Lord, physically, mentally, and spiritually, Lord, powerful enough to change communities, Father, powerful enough to alter minds and belief systems, Lord, and to right the wrongs, Father. We thank you for what this prayer does on the call today, Lord.
And we just continue to carry this energy, Lord. We thank you for the energy that has been created over these last couple of months as we have partaking in this call, Lord. We just carry this energy into Prophecology, Lord, this energy of community, Lord, this energy of oneness, Father. Lord, let it be in the midst of every single, meeting, every single service, every single prayer session, training session, Lord, every single presbytery, every single opportunity for the prophetic to show up. Lord, we thank you for the creation of that space, that energy, in because of what has been set here as a foundation and what has been continued, Lord, since you put it on the hearts of Master Prophet Eben R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan to start Zoe Ministries. Father, we thank you for this continued growth and legacy that is being built each and every Prophecology, Lord. Let this be like no other, Father. Let the miracles be even more than before, Lord. Let the testimonies pour out, Lord. Let the miracles and the showing of the Holy Spirit be in the place, Father. We just thank you for each and every speaker that is to come to stage, Lord. Let them have a divine and a timely word for your people, Father, Lord. Let that word be received openly, Lord, through giving, Lord, through interpretation, Father, Lord, through manifestation of miracles, Lord, in this space. And, Lord, we just go in expecting mightily, Lord. We thank you for full participation on the parts of the saints, Father. We thank you for the volunteers, Lord, that they be very fully engaged, Lord, in making sure that everyone is equipped with everything that they need to have a smooth conference, Lord. And we just thank you for the engagement of each and every one of the body of Christ, Lord. Let them be fully apart, Lord. We thank you for new connections, new business connections, Lord, new friendships to spark, Lord, new prayer partners, Lord, new marriages to be birthed, Lord, in this season as a result of the coming together. We thank you for the power of network, Lord. We command and decree that our network is our net worth, Lord. We thank you for the billions that are to actually be developed as a result of people coming together during this time of Prophecology in this season, Lord, and the transitions and the opportunities and the growth for all, from the young to the old. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, we come to you on this mighty full time and just to say thank you, just to say thank you for the things that you have done in our life, to say thank you that we are coming into a week where the working of miracles are going to be working already on our behalf, God, because we already know that the miracles are already laid up for us. Father God, we thank you, God, for giving us the victory and giving us the breakthrough in every area in our life. Let this Prophecology prophesy to the world to let them know that there are prophets that hear from God. Father God, let this Prophecology conference not only touch those that are attending the conference, but even those that are attending it virtually, God. Father God, we ask that you have your outpouring spirit just to be poured over the people of God in this season, God. Father God, we thank you, God, because with this conference, we know that breakthrough is already happening around us, God. Father God, we thank you, God, because you have already have given us the victory, God. We thank you, God, because we know that we can work all miracles that is around us, God. We thank you, God, for the greater peace and the greater joy that you have placed us in our families, God. We thank you, God, for the covering of our children, God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, God. Father God, I even lift up even myself, my physical body, God, that you are even strengthening every bone in my body. God, I ask that you even heal every loved one and those that are sick and shut in, God, that you will pour out into their spirit, God, and to heal them, God. Send your healing angels around them, God. Just
fetch them, God, where there's no sickness, God. Father God, we ask that you even bring healing even into the emotional body and to the mental body, God. Father God, we cancel out of any type of depression, God, anything of dealing with suicidal thoughts, God. Father God, you get the praise, God. You get the glory, God. You get the honor in our life, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Great and mighty is our God. Father, we lift your name up and we bless your holy name. But Father, we say you are God, and besides you, Father, there is none other. Father, we love to praise your name, and we give you thanks, Father, for everything that you're about to do, Father. Father, we say, let thy will be done, Father. Father, we pray for every household, every individual that's on this call tonight. And Father, we say, let your will be done. Have your way, Lord. Let God arise and let our enemies be scattered. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that even in this season that we're in, Lord, Lord, show forth your greatness, show forth your power, show forth your love towards us, Father. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you're shifting situations and circumstances around. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that we're coming into a right season, a season called favor, a season where you are repositioning us. But Father, we shall rise up as a great company, proclaiming and speaking your word in power and in might, Father. Father, I pray for those that are sick and shed, and touch them from the crown of their head even unto the soles of their feet, Father. Father, move as only you can move, Father. Father, we speak your word, and we say, bring healing and strength even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just love you, and we just thank you, Lord. But even on this week as we are entering in, Father, Father, even as Prophet College is here, Lord, have your way, Lord. Let your word and your name be lifted up, Father. Father, as your people come here, Father, let not one of them leave this prophecology the same as they came in, Lord, but transform them, Lord. Make them whole. Give them peace. Let them, whatever they came here for, Father, let them receive it, that and more. And Father, we give your name the praise and the honor, Father, now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. All right, Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to turn the call over to you. Prophetess Darley, I believe she probably still, but she just checked coming in, probably still has some challenges. Well, we'll get her on tomorrow morning when we do our prophetic call and prayer. So I'm going to say God bless one and all. We love you. Thank you, family. I just love you to life. Peace. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we will be back here at 9 a.m. for our conference call. We want to say we are going into our prophetic conference, our prophecology. So basically, just want to say stay tuned. Listen in and seeing all the great things that are happening and things like that. Is there any announcement from any other company or prophet? Amen. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, we're going to say good night and good morning and God bless.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.